A recent ceremony in our region dedicated a garden that provides spiritual, medicinal, and nutritional sustenance. It's called the Northern Cheyenne Medicinal Garden, and it has more than 100 different plants. Wyoming Public Radio's Hugh Cook visited the Sheridan Food Forest for this report for the Mountain West News Bureau.
If we take care of his creation, this is how we're taught to preserve food.
Linwood Tauble is presenting to a group of around 20 people on a late afternoon in a corner of the food forest. The sun begins to set, but not before shining its rays on the garden, which doesn't look much different from a backyard one. Shades of green are budding out of dirt. Tauble explains how some of the plants that are included in the garden have been used among his culture.
Well, one is blackroot, echinacea, and the other one was, echinacea was about the hardest one to grow, and because it's got novocaine in it, and it's used for toothaches and any kind of ailment outside the skin, like impetigo and stuff like that.
Tauble is an ethnobotanist and teaches at Chief Dullknife College in Lame Deer, Montana. He continues describing some of the plants he uses, the western yarrow as a cough medicine to stop bleeding as well as to alleviate stings from bugs. Women's sage, which he says is difficult to grow, is part of the garden too. He says that, like people, plants are unique and interrelated to man.
Well, every plant has a spirit and every plant has a story. My father used to say we're all relatives. We're related to everything. The dirt, the sky, the sun, the moon, the water, everything.
It's his first time to the Sheridan Food Forest, a community garden that was created in 2016. Staffed by volunteers, it provides fresh fruits and vegetables to the community. Alicia Bretzman was involved with the creation of the medicinal garden. It was planted around 2 weeks ago.
I heard that traditional knowledge was being lost and the plant lore was being lost, and heard from other Cheyenne members that they wanted a garden tour.
Bretzman has been taking classes taught by Tauble for around 6 years. The idea for the garden tour came about several years ago. She says the tour includes many different features.
And made plant tags that you could read about the Northern Cheyenne uses, and then also the scientific identification features. And then recorded stories told by Linwood Tauble, and kind of created this website with the hope that you could have QR codes on the tags, walk through it, and you could sit on a bench and listen to the stories, or walk through the garden and listen to the stories.
Bretzman says some of the plants included in the medicinal garden have become less common in the area due to things like grazing, while others are still commonly found on the plains. The garden has four entrances, highlighting the plants and their uses by the Northern Cheyenne. It's not very big currently, but it could grow with a grant.
So with phase two, our hope is that that would include expanding the garden and expanding the work with Linwood to record more stories and to help preserve more of the traditional plant uses and knowledge and plant lore.
Carol Loresh is a founder, committee member, and volunteer at the Food Forest. She and Bretzman have worked over the past 3 years to make the medicinal garden a reality. While it's been several years in the making, the reward of that work is evident in the brown soil that surrounds plants in various shades of green.
The Northern Cheyenne garden is a no-till garden where you just build soil on top of it. You don't break the soil and disturb the network underneath. You just build it from bottom up. And we started this in April, this year in April. Did all the layering and then watered it, and it rotted enough to be ready to plant.
For Linwood Tauble, whose family has longtime connections to Sheridan, the establishment of the garden is a sign of respect and connection between two cultures and ways of life.
Sheridan makes me proud to be who I am, you know, as an Indian person. So I want to thank them all. Thank everyone.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hugh Cook in Sheridan.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.